It's Sunday, July 12th, and that means it's time for another episode of Shootin' It. Welcome to Shootin' It with Jamie K. My name is Jamie Cross, and here we are at last, episode 99. This is about the third take of me trying to get a 99th episode out to you guys. We've done a number of different recordings that just for one reason or another didn't work or weren't airable. And now, at last, we can finally get here so we can get to 100, do a best of, and then carry on for another 100, 200, 300, however many episodes. So today on the show, we're going to have Kenny Dorsley, and we're going to be talking about current events, namely gay marriage, the Confederate flag, racism, all kinds of different shit. It should be fun. And why don't I just waste no effort in getting Kenny on the line right now? No time like the present, right? All right, so why don't we just ring him up and the show will begin. Welcome back to Shootin' It, Kenny. How's it going?
Fucking hot as balls out here, dog.
I know you're on the job right now. Where are you working right now?
I'm currently working at the Gucci store in Natick, at the Natick Mall.
Okay, and you're outdoors, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm on break right now.
Those stores are usually pretty well air-conditioned, so I don't know. But thank you for taking the time on your very busy day to do an episode of Shootin' It after our good pal, old Pally Wally Gary, decided to act like a cock knocker last night and punish you, quote-unquote.
I'm not even going to, like, say anything about that. My mouth shut.
But, I mean, let's talk about it real quick, because it was completely unexpected. And I was a little pissed off, but it led to something pretty interesting happening, which was I did a Periscope last night, which is like a live broadcast where I just answered listener questions. I think I had about 100 people coming and going at all times.
Yeah. Did anybody ask about me?
Yeah. A few people did. We talked about like the early Shootin' It episodes and shit like that. So, you know, good things came of that. But let me just set this up real quick. So Gary, myself and yourself were supposed to do the show yesterday, like late at night, because you had, you know, plans throughout the day and you're trying to put the baby to sleep. And then when it comes time for him to come and scoop you up so we can go and record the show, I get a text at the last minute saying, you know what? Just don't trust him this time. He's done it too many times. He's blown us off at the last minute. I'm not doing it. And I'm just like, oh, God.
I mean, I can understand, but I don't know. Like, there was this time prior to all of this where, like, I was in the room with my child sleeping, and Lizzie took over the conversations. So, like, I don't know how much that speaks for itself, but Lizzie was actually, like, talking to you about, like, how he's getting there, how I'm getting there, and stuff like that. And, like, I didn't have any gas. Like, I'm just like, okay, whatever, dude.
And Lizzie, for those who don't know, for those who haven't been sticking around since the start of Shootin' It, is your girlfriend slash the mother of your child. But you know what? Let's put it behind us. Like I said, some interesting things have happened as a result of that, and we'll go from there. So what is new with you? Well, we haven't really talked on the show in, I think, a couple of weeks now. The last one we did was Shootin' It 97 or 98 or something like that. Whatever the video special was that we recorded.
Yeah.
And that was a couple of months ago. So just what's new? Update the listeners.
Nothing really. Like, I've been doing my stuff, my security gig crap shit. Freaking. Dude, this shit is so expensive for no damn reason.
What do you mean?
Like, a belt at Gucci goes for $325.
That's Gucci.
Yeah.
That is pretty ridiculous. I would never, ever spend more than probably $20 on a belt.
Honestly, normal, rational people who live in the struggle, they're not that stupid. But, like, I don't know. There'll be, like, customers coming in buying, like, $1,000 bags, $400 shoes, freaking just like craziness. And then, like, I'm just thinking to myself, I was gonna go to Walmart and got a whole bunch of shit.
I did get asked in the Periscope last night, Walmart or Target? I feel like Walmart is just like fucking like the Mad Max apocalypse now. If you enter there, it's just nothing but cretins, white trash, disfigured monsters. I'm not into that. I'll stick with Target.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Like, you go to Walmart, and, like, niggas look like they just got out of bed and just, like, do whatever they found on the floor or some shit.
Yeah,
That's it,
totally.
really. Like, I've been writing and stuff, but I don't have anything pieced together yet. So, like, I'm just seeing, like, what I can actually do with this bit of writing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So one other thing I do want to address that doesn't directly affect you or I, but the last time we did an episode of Shooting It, the world was completely different. Now there's like a
You thought
giant, like, there's like a number of different social changes going on right now. Like, first of all,
social changes?
oh,
Oh man, no, I completely agree. It's not even like it's just like honestly, I feel like we're like a couple of days away from anarchy just like breaking loose and like niggas just like going ham.
I don't know if I would go that far, but I mean, there's definitely been like a giant escalation since, I want to say, even a couple of weeks ago. So, for
Yeah, dude.
starters, everybody knows by now, gay marriage became legal throughout the United States. Every single state is now permitting it. And that, of course, pissed off a number of different rednecks. And on top of that, the Confederate flag is in Dutch, as they say. And I wanted to get your take on these two things, and if you think they might relate to one another, like if one thing may have triggered the other, in addition to, a bunch of like racial crimes and whatnot happening, shootings. Why don't you just express your opinion on that? Because I am interested in hearing, because I don't think you will have a conventional, quote unquote, like black guy opinion on the Confederate flag or something, just based off of like Facebook posts. But go ahead.
I obviously don't have, it's a flag. It's cloth. Like the fact that people are getting butthurt about it, it's just like interesting. Like it's not even like the what like it's not even like that's like the real Confederate flag. You look on Google and like that's you type in Confederate flag. Like most people will tag that as a Confederate flag because that's what they're used to seeing. But I'm pretty sure the Confederate flag is like completely different from like what everybody's used to seeing. Like the damn flag was in the fucking Dukes of Hazzard for crying out loud. Nobody said anything then. Pretty sure a couple black people watched that show. I didn't hear any, "Oh, that flag's racist, man. They're about to go lynch some black people." No, like them dudes is doing their business. Correcting injustices, minding their own business, didn't even like worry about the black people, even though there were really no black people in that show. But still, like they weren't worried about like lynching black people and shit.
Well,
Like,
I do want to stop you there, though, because that, first of all, Dukes of Hazzard was on during like the 70s. Only 10 years earlier, blacks were getting lynched. Like Martin Luther King was shot dead. And you're right, there weren't any
yeah.
black people on the show. But that just goes to show that that's like a different era. Like that was still recovering from a lot of the violence of the 1960s and shit. So it was kind of, it wasn't as, people weren't as sensitive to it, I don't think. Or if they were, there's no internet around for everyone to voice their opinion constantly, just like, I hate this, I hate that, da 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 da
Yeah,
da.
and it's just like, all right, you guys are willing to fight over like petty shit, like a flag or like gay marriage and stuff, but we have motherfuckers doing agreements while behind our back, while they like post stuff like honestly, like this whole Facebook being run by the CIA, it makes perfect sense now. The CIA fucking uses this shit to cover up stories and shit. And then while they throw shit
Oh,
like
hold on. Do we
the
have Conspiracy Kenny on the line? Is it?
no, it's not even like conspiracy. It's not. It's kind of a conspiracy, but it's more like a theory.
All right, well let me get explain this to me. What do you think the CIA is running Facebook?
No, the dude Zach, whatever the hell his last name is, I'm pretty sure he's a CIA agent. That from what I heard last,
Zach
but
who?
the creator of Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, whatever the fuck his name is. I don't know his damn name. I just use his damn website. But yeah, I heard somewhere somebody talk about he was a CIA agent. And like it kind of makes sense. Like, okay, CIA is trying to crack down on drugs. Hit up Mark. Have him go through everybody's Facebook and shit. Okay, boom. Oh shit. The government's trying to pass a law behind the American citizens' back. Hit up Mark, have him start some controversy over some stupid shit that everybody's gonna get bent out of shape over. Like, come on now, people.
I like this idea that Mark Zuckerberg works for the CIA and he's just like the contact, and he personally scrolls through people's information and sets shit up.
I kid you not, bro.
Well, I, you know what? I do think there might be something to that. Just, I don't think he's a CIA agent, but I do think that he sells our data and information to the CIA and different government organizations, and they probably tailor certain things to fit their agenda.
Not even like the guy. It's like everybody, like Walmart. That's the information of Walmart, just so like Walmart can get more customers. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the dudes get a cut of whatever like customers go to Walmart.
Oh yeah, any advertisements, you get a cut of that, and obviously they advertise the fuck out of everybody.
Everything. You just sitting there like, okay, that's cool and all, but. It doesn't do anything for people, like when it's used, like when like social media is used for like all the wrong reasons. And it's not even like it's all the wrong reasons.
Well, in all fairness, are there any right reasons to use social media? It's kind of just like a cesspool.
Yeah, it is. It's just a bunch of wannabe motherfuckers trying to be enlightened and shit.
Social media hit its peak in like the first 2 years it was created, like the MySpace era and when Facebook came about for the first year or two. Since then, all trash.
Like, legit. I remember Facebook, you just talked, I mean, not Facebook, MySpace, old school, you talk to your friends, you post stuff on their wall, you meet new people, that was the end of it. Facebook, early stages, same thing. You meet new people, you reconnect with old people and all this stuff, and then you're good. Nowadays, it's just you reconnect with old people, talk shit about other people's shit, and then you just like read all these people that you're liking, all their statuses and posts and stuff, and you're just like, oh, that's cool.
I think I think the death of Facebook came about once they started letting older people on, like 30, 40, 50 plus year olds.
Because
then,
honestly,
you started, well, think about it like this, because who do you think the prime majority of Facebook users are complaining about, you know, petty shit like, you know, illegal immigrants or just politics in general? I feel like that had maybe a strong effect on just producing more negativity on Facebook and perhaps influencing other people. But that's just my opinion.
No, I agree with you, kind of. Like, I see where you're coming from. And it's just like, all right, we're trying to move forward, but we got all these ass-backwards people on Facebook now, like, talking all their stuff, and, like, nobody really gives a shit, so, like...
And that's what I've been saying, too. Like, I feel like our generation is kind of being stifled by the past... maybe 4 or 5 generations where they're still hung up on the same shit that we've been fucking talking about verbatim, just in loop for maybe 25 years now. And it's been difficult to fucking just progress and move forward. And it's like, it's actually shocking that, you know, gay marriage has become like an actual thing that's now allowed in every single state just now in 2015. Like we should have been there probably about fucking 5-10 years ago, but you know, it's these baby boomers.
My whole take on this situation, like any situation at this point, I just sit back and watch. Like, I'm an observer now. Like, nobody's like threatening my stuff. So, like, I could give two shits on what's going on with them right now. People just need to, like, mind their own business and, like, not worry about shit. I saw this thing on Facebook. This chick, I don't even know her name. Like, legit use this fake ass, like, ad lib, whatever the fuck you want to call it, surname, fucking nocturnal some shit, blah, blah, blah. As you can tell, she's a black girl. Fucking this chick had the audacity to wipe her ass with the American flag.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and, like, it didn't really bother me just because of the fact that, like, I saw it already on Facebook. This dude with dreads looked like he was shitting out an American flag. And I was like, oh, okay. Now, this other chick, she just looked like a fucking copycat, bro. It's just like...
Well, what was the cause of this? Like, what were they just...
They were butthurt about some shit. I don't even know what she's talking about. This isn't my flag, blah, blah, blah. I'm tired of being oppressed by the system, this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, okay, this is your system, though. You're most likely born here. I don't see what the, like, my, this is, I'm, you look at me, bro, I am the last person you would consider patriotic. But, like, it's just like, okay, this is where you're born, bro. This is your country. Like, unless you do something stupid, you're not going to get harassed. Like, nobody's going to give you any shit. Nobody's going to bother you. Like,
well, I don't even know if I necessarily agree with that.
Yeah, no, no. Well, not bother you, but like.
Well, did you see? All right. Did you see the video, though, of like, I think the kid's name was Tamir Rice, and he's literally playing in the park with like a toy gun, and then some fucking douchebag officer just rolls up and fucking puts a number of rounds in him. Like, nothing even happened. Like, I feel like that's a very common narrative where people start shit and then it escalates to a point where someone gets shot and then you get a lot of tension. But a lot of the time as well, people are just minding their own fucking business. Like, did you see that video also of, like, the block party or whatever that got broken up? It was, like, nothing but 15 and 16-year-olds. And
the black, the cop and the black kids and shit?
Yeah. And then you have fucking action cop doing a tuck and roll and then putting his like boot on a like a black girl's back and being like, well, I told you to be quiet. And then he whips out a gun and shit. Like, a lot of these officers just want to be like action movie stars in their own head and have these fucking crazy sequences that they're pinpointing and living out just because they're wearing a fucking badge. You know, I don't know if I agree with the fact that people, if they don't start shit, are just going to be left alone, because we don't live on that type of planet. We live in a planet where people are fucking crazy and think they have the right to do that just because they're wearing a uniform.
Yeah. Oh, that is so sad. Oh my God. I don't even know what to fucking say about that shit, man.
In that regard, I can understand where people are like really fed up with the like the country. Obviously, they're kind of directing it toward the nation as a whole, and they probably shouldn't be. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, your beef is with somebody in the system, not the system. Like, you need to take it up with that person in the system rather than just like, oh, I'm fed up with all this shit, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to wipe my ass on the American flag. Like, really, bro? Well, what good is that going to do, wiping your ass on an American flag?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not fixing the problem. Like, I was going to write a post about this. Like, when I saw the picture, I was going to share it. And be all like, yeah, you're not solving anything by wiping your ass on an American flag. If anything, you're making these people think less of you, and you're making it worse on everybody else. Like,
and who's gonna get behind that? Who's gonna be like, yeah, you wipe your ass? Like, what? I don't understand. You just look like garbage.
You'd be surprised how many people are willing to jump on a bandwagon because like the first person just put the words in the right order of sequences. Like, any nigga could like be persuaded at this point, I feel, especially with social media. Like, I don't know, if a person does something stupid but it gets like at least like 100,000 likes, everybody's gonna hop on that bandwagon. Like that dude who did these nuts or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen? It went from the dude sitting in his fucking living room couch, just chilling there, to like messing around with like fine ass females and stuff. And like, really?
I mean, Vine people, like, get real famous real quick.
And it's crazy because you sit there and you're just like, okay, this dude did one video and now he got all these females on his shit talking about, oh, I want to have your baby. I want to have your baby.
Dear God.
And you're just sitting here like, are you serious? Are you fucking kidding me? nigga does one video, gets like a shitload of likes, and then like, he's all of a sudden a superstar and shit. That's crazy, dude.
That actually, I want to touch on that real quick, because that just goes to show that there's really no such thing as even attractive or unattractive on like a global scale, because if you're putting the spotlight, if you're focused on, if you're getting attention and you're being exposed to a number of different people like that, and that guy's a goofy looking motherfucker, you are going to have people interested in you. Did I see his what?
It's his teeth.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like, there's another guy too. Another guy, he rolls around. I don't think he rolls around with him, but apparently he hangs out with fucking French Montana and them niggas and shit. Like, just ugly short motherfucker. And I'm not one to judge people, but this is one ugly short motherfucker. And I'm just like, really, bro? This dude's locking in to, like, stores and shit with females on each arm. And I'm just like, wow, okay. We know why those girls are with him. It's definitely not the personality.
Man, I don't know. I don't understand it either. But I mean, that's just, again, we're built very strangely as human beings. Just, I don't know. I don't get it. So just to recap, though, I do want to touch back on what your definitive opinion on each of these three topics are. Okay. Gay marriage, yay or nay?
Gay marriage, yay. But them dudes don't have to act like a bunch of assholes and shit. Like,
well, what's going on here?
I read this Facebook post that homosexuals were throwing excrements at Christians and wiping their asses with the Bible pages.
What? This actually happened?
I don't know, dude. Like, I'd have to go back and recheck my sources to see if this is legit. But, like, I read something like they're like how, like, the way Christians used to hound gay people, it's basically reversed now. Like, gay people are hounding Christians. Christians can't really do anything because gay marriage is legal. Everybody's flipping the freak out. And then, like, I'm just sitting here laughing because, like, if this was done earlier, this probably wouldn't have happened. Like, none of this needs to happen.
All right, I'm looking this up right now. Gay advocates hurl feces-stained Bible pages at Christians. Oh, this is in Germany, though. They love shit in Germany. Scat porn is like the number one top fetish. So this is probably something. It's like a custom greeting of sorts. It's like, oh, thank you for the privileges. Gay advocates and Christians clash in Stuttgart, Germany over a proposal to teach homosexuality in schools. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Here's the deal then. They're not teaching homosexuality in schools or like acknowledging it as a real thing. And gay advocates are apparently flinging their shit-stained Bibles at those Christians that are opposing them or something.
But here's my thing. You're acting like, okay, when I think of school, I think of teachers giving you the necessary tools to achieve success in life. I don't think of, once again, not hating on gay people, but what good... What good does having a homosexuality class come? Like, what good comes from it? Like, one side's gonna hate it, the other side's just gonna be okay. We already knew this. What are they gonna teach you?
Well, here's the deal, though. I mean, like, we have health classes and shit that teach about like sex and whatnot, and you have these courses about like puberty and attraction and all that. And we're living in a fucking country that's more accepting than, we'll say, Germany or certainly Russia. And I don't think it would hurt if we had like these kind of core beliefs that people should just be treated as equals, instilled from the start, and not like, okay, well, straight is default, so we can only teach that. And then you guys have to seek out your own information and form your own opinions on the side. Like, for example, you know, we're taught about like racism from the past and shit as well. Like Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks' struggles. And that's that's a prime thing. But this isn't as popular right now because there's still a bunch of living bigots who don't even want to acknowledge it. They don't want to accept that. You know, cut to 30 years down the road, we might have that kind of thing. And I'm sure there will be to some extent. But like right now, I mean, on paper, I can understand people being reluctant because, you know, it's not like math, it's not science, it's not whatever. But the whole purpose of school is to get you ready for the real world. And I don't think that kind of a course would hurt or consume the children's time in a negative way is what I'm getting at.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think it would hurt the children either. By all means, it would educate them. But it's just like, okay, really, a whole course about gay people? I mean,
I don't think you need it along with biology and mathematics and shit like that every single year. But I don't think it would hurt if you had like how we had special classes where it was like gym, study, health, cooking, etc. Like if you could have like a social kind of progressive kind of course included with that, just so people can get it in their heads. Like, you don't have to harp on it every single day. But if you just have that little bit, it could combat, you know, that one kid's parent who's like, you know, fags are gross or what, you know, whatever the fuck they're saying that's completely intolerant. So I
still see where you're coming from, but like my thing is, you don't need a whole court. You could probably do it in one whole sitting. Have like a little assembly and just talk about gay people. Boom, that's it, done. And everybody just gets on with their lives.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I don't know. But how effective were the DARE courses?
It depends on which demographic you're trying to reach.
All right. We're running out of time, so we got to move on to the next thing. Unless you have anything else you just want to like put a pin on for that subject.
No, man. Put a pin on. It's not going to solve the damn problem. Gay people are still going to harass freaking Christians like Christians that did gays back in the day.
Yes, those poor Christians. Oh my. All right. So moving on. Confederate flag. Should it be banned?
No, it should not be banned because it is a cloth and I don't see what the big deal about a damn cloth is.
I agree. I don't think it should be banned either, but I think it should be viewed probably in the same light as like the Nazi flag.
I wouldn't even do that, dude. Like, nah, man. And like, no, but then like, oh, that just causes more problems. And then like, the people who actually decide, oh, I'm going to be a badass and rock my flag today, everybody's going to be all like, oh, you're fucking racist, blah, 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 blah. And like, not a lot of people who rock that flag are racist.
No.
Like, I know a couple, and like, I don't associate with them, but at the same time, I know people who are like, oh, yeah, man, I love my fellow man, blah, 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 and all this stuff. And like, they still rock that flag proudly. It's not because they're racist. It's because that's like the flag that they've always rocked. Like, why take away something from people who don't, like, bother you just because, like, a bunch of other people do? Like,
well,
I don't know. That's just me, though.
I totally agree. I would say that maybe at least half of the people who are rocking a Confederate flag on their car or whatever, in their room, wherever it may be, aren't inherently racist. I don't think they have a superiority complex over any other races. They just have that, like, they look at that and they think like lineage. They think their history as a certain people.
Exactly.
However, for quite a large portion of the United States population, that flag, you know, even if it was the original flag or a second wave flag or whatever, is associated with just like death and slavery. So I mean, like, you can't ignore that aspect as well.
You can't.
So my whole take on that would be, you don't need to ban it, you don't need to outlaw it, but I do think that maybe we should look at those who do have it with a little more scrutiny, because I think they're being ignorant.
And it's not even like everybody, it's just like people who give off that vibe. Like, you could tell a racist from a non-racist person like that. So, like, if Tom, who hates all black people, and Larry ain't got a problem, he's probably dating a black girl right now, both have Confederate flags, I'm going to go to Tom rather than, which one has a black girlfriend?
Larry? I've never, ever heard of a guy named Larry having a black girlfriend. Larry?
I've heard of a white Larry with a black girlfriend. But, dude, let the flag be. Flag ain't hurt nobody. The government's hurting people, if anything.
Okay. And to just close out the show, because we've basically reached our limit, Shooting It 100 is up next. That's going to be next week. We're going to do a best of. I want one moment from all of Shooting It that you want to see included in the episode.
Who was it we talked to again?
We talked to a lot of people. We talked to Chris Hansen. We talked to Charles Ray Hastings. We talked to Matt Dot Zeb.
We need to get one with Paul in it. Good old Paul.
Paul Hastings?
Yeah.
We had a pretty fun episode where it was like me, you, him, and Lizzie, I think.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. That was actually, I think that was like titled The Worst. And
say that again?
I think that episode was titled The Worst, as in the worst episode. And it wound up being like our most listened to episode for quite a while.
Yeah.
So what the fuck do I know?
Yeah, you always said like this was going to be one of the sucky episodes, and then it wound up being a good episode or a decent one.
That was every single week. I'd be like, this is unusable. We can't do this. We gotta trash this. And then it would go on and like get a number of like good reviews and people laughing and shit. So
yeah.
Clearly, I'm not self-aware enough when it comes to the podcast. Okay, you got to get back to work, and I have to get ready for my plans later today. Do you want to give any plugs? Are you going to be back on Twitter anytime soon?
Give me like the end of the day, and then you people can follow me at KidKong89. I think that's my Twitter handle.
Gary's on Twitter now.
Sure. Huh?
I said Gary's on Twitter now. He's at Gary Gearbear.
Oh, that's... Okay, but
now you're like the old man, and he's kind of like the hip young kid on the Twitter.
No, I'm not the old man. My Twitter, I just haven't reactivated my Twitter account, so I'm just chilling.
All right. Anything else? Instagram, Tumblr, whatever you.
Instagram at Kong Left to Burn, and Facebook. If you really want to follow me on Facebook, I don't really post anything. I just read all the stupid stuff people post, though.
Yeah, and you don't really want like random people sending you friend requests and shit. That's kind of, I get a lot of that, and I don't feel entirely comfortable with it. You have to have at least like 50 mutual friends or something if we're gonna
add
each other, because there's a lot of creeps out there, and there's just like a lot of foreign guys who like send weird messages like "Dear Beloved," talking about like I have a fortune waiting for me. No, I don't. Anyway. Getting off track here.
Scratch Facebook. Don't follow me on Facebook.
And you don't want them looking at like pictures of your kid and shit. That's too personal.
Yeah, no. Yeah, don't look at my kid. No, don't worry about Facebook.
We just went over this with Chris Hansen the other day. So.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even know why I was thinking that, but let's try to wrap this up.
Yeah, I don't want you to get fired. Okay, you can follow me at persona-nongrata.tumblr.com. We're going to have a URL soon, and on Twitter at Jamie Krellis, JAYMEKARALES. Kenny, thank you for doing the show. Much
no
appreciated,
problem.
And we'll talk soon.
All right, gangsta. Stay up, bro.
All right. Take care, man.
Peace.
3-5-0-1-2-5, go! I was there in the backstage when this light came around. I grew up not a changeling, but when the first time around, I could see all the weakness, I could pick all the faults, but I could see all the faintness, just a stick in your throat. P1G, P1G, P1G. Soundtrack to mirror all that you've done, to find the right sound of reason, to kill the feelings for one. I can see all the callbacks, I can see through your eyes, all that told me no contact, no matter how hard you try. P1G, P1G. I can still hear the footsteps, I can see all the walls, I slid into your mad traps. No hearing at all, I just see contradiction. I can give up the fight, just to live in the past tense, to make believe you were right.